so much for joining me today and talking about this market.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
The Tipsy Palm specializes in vintage clothing and items and will be having a market May 8th to the 26th in Old Strathcona. So tell us all about it. What kinds of things will we be able to shop for?
So what I've done is set up a little bit of a different style for a vintage market. So we're setting it up in an old clothing boutique, so it will have that sort of feel to it. So not necessarily everyone's in stalls and you go from vendor to vendor. We're all kind of curating our pieces, bringing them together in one space so we can help you style things. There's beautiful change rooms. There's a little lounge area to sit in. So it's sort of a nice, calm, comfortable approach to vintage shopping.
And you're collecting for a very special cause too, Toonies for Tummies. So tell us about that.
That's right. Yeah. Something that I keep seeing pop up. So I kind of looked a little bit more into it, and it's just a great organization that is called Toonies for Tummies. And basically that's it. You can donate a toonie and all of that money gets put to the Grocery Foundation. And then they put that back into schools that are in your community to help bring lunch programs, breakfast programs, things like that to children in need.
So this is something that you can donate to on top of doing your shopping there.
Yeah, so we're just going to have a little area at checkout that if you want to kind of top up your purchase with a toonie, then that's what we'll be doing, is just sort of, yeah, trying to collect some money for our community.
You said this is the first time that you've had a market like this. You're doing something a little bit different. What made you decide to do something different like this?
Well, I have hosted the Curate Vintage Market before, but it's just a little bit different than kind of, I guess, the other vintage markets that we see in the city. So there's lots of fantastic vintage markets around, but they often have a lot of vendors and can be fairly overwhelming, or that's the feedback I get from clients anyhow. So I decided to create something that's just a little bit smaller, more curated, just sort of a calmer shopping atmosphere that you can really get. You know, we all love styling as well. So if you've got a specific event or a piece that in your closet that you want to work with, bring it in with you and we can help you style and find, you know, things to add with it and play around with some fashion.
And it's a little bit of both, right? It's sort of like your website where it's a little bit of mostly clothes, but a little bit of accessories too?
Yes, yeah, for sure. So we definitely have home decor and some small furniture pieces. And the interesting thing about this market is the vendors actually change each week. So I will be there all 3 weeks and a couple of the other vendors, but then we have some that are just there for one weekend. So it's worth popping in all 3 weekends because the store flips every Tuesday and we reopen on Wednesday. So it's a whole different shopping experience each week through the 3 weeks.
Oh, I didn't realize it was going to be different every week. So there's your reason to go the entire time. You've got all the details on your website, and we will link it to on our website. We've also got it up on our events page too, ravenradio.ca. Rosalind, thank you as always for taking the time to talk with us. I'm excited. I can't wait to check out this market.
Well, I can't wait to see you.